Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
The weekly gathering place for over 1 million freedom-loving gun owners, the most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation. Welcome to it.
Okay, we can talk now, right?
We can.
I'm recovered almost from the Spartan race. We have two guests in the studio. Gentlemen, introduce yourselves.
Hi, everybody. I'm Dave Rosenthal, otherwise known as Rosie, and I'm from CNJFO.
And I'm Dan Gurdovich, and I'm also from CNJFO.
Dan G for everybody
Hi,
out there.
Hi, Dan.
And Rosie.
Hey, Rosie.
These guys, Rosie's been on a show before, haven't you?
No.
And Dan. Dan,
sounds
you've been
like
on a show.
Sounds like one of those meetings, right. Though, doesn't it?
Okay.
Oh, really, where you gather around and
these
everybody's
gentlemen.
An alcoholic.
Yes. Oh, 12 weeks now.
12 weeks.
These guys are going to be at the conference October 3rd, the njsafecon.net. They're going to have a table set up.
Yeah.
And their website is cnjfo.com. It's a justifiableneed.com. Tell us about your organization. Tell us what you want people to do when they join us next Saturday, as a matter of fact. Hit it.
Hey, Anthony.
Hey, guys.
The cast of characters, the crew, is headed up by Matt Andrus. He's our president. We've got Rosie as our secretary. Jack Pyle as our treasurer.
All good guys.
Yep. Myself,
what are you doing?
And, part of the executive board, and good. So is Jan Nepper.
Jan's a great man. So what are you guys going to be doing down there? You're going to have a table set up.
Well, first, what do you guys do?
Yeah.
We represent the Second Amendment in New Jersey.
Well, that's a difficult job.
But your angle is
which
that
one
you're
of you
trying,
walks on water? I was
your well, angle is that you're trying to push justifiable need in the state of New Jersey. Go ahead, read that mission statement to me, Dan G. Dan Stosh.
Sure. CNJFO, our purpose is to share and explore new ideas in order to educate fellow citizens on the importance of safe and responsible firearm ownership and to expand the rights of all law-abiding New Jersey citizens.
Now, you guys have a survey you want people to fill out when they come down there, correct?
Yes.
And it's going to ask certain questions on owning a gun and carrying a gun and what's important and what's not important, right?
Certainly. Some of the questions are factual, related to what's legal and not legal in the state of New Jersey, and others are opinion-related questions. Do you think people should be able to carry, things of that nature?
Now, you're not asking people for anything, right? Right now, other than like maybe donations, correct?
Correct.
And you're just asking for support. So we want people to go on CNJFO.com's website. CNJFO.com's website. I'm telling you right now, it's going to be standing room only at the SafeCon next week. This, by the way, today, this weekend, is the Second Amendment Foundation's Gun Right Policy Conference in Arizona. And the reason I didn't go this year is because I'm going next weekend to the NJSafeCon.net. So you guys are going to have a table. I want everybody that stops down to check out their table. I want you to stop in their booth. I want you to go on their website. What can people do right now? What would you like people to do with CNJFO's website.com?
Well, we need folks to join. We also need folks to go to the justifiableneed.com website so they can check out the whole program with some of the billboards that we've already designed, but we lack the cash to be able to afford to put up. Ideally, what the project is supposed to do is create some billboards on a county road that's a little less traveled, and we already have a special guest star by the name of Shanine Allen, who has volunteered to stand in front of a billboard and call a press conference for us.
And that'll get play, for sure.
And that'll get big play, for sure. So we got some heavy-duty star power here, and we're hoping to promote it through a Shanine Allen-style billboard. We want to end justifiable need in New Jersey. We want to make it easier for Albert Almeida and, the famous six. And the rest of us.
Well, justifiable need in New Jersey now, Knappen defines it, is that your carry permit gets issued posthumously after you're dead. Right.
Right.
Then that's when you've proven that you've had justifiable need, correct?
Well, even the NRA picked up on it and made an ad about Carol Baum. And the conference is practically in her backyard. So I'm hoping her family, friends, and everybody decides to jump in on this, too.
I believe they are attending.
Refresh our memory of Carol Baum.
Carol Baum was murdered in her driveway by her ex-boyfriend.
In Berlin, New Jersey.
Yes, while she was waiting for her, not her carry permit, just her purchase permit.
Just a purchase.
And it was, the law says 30 days, and it was more than 30 days. The police hadn't even acted on it yet. So the family and everyone believes that Steve Sweeney and everyone else has blood on their hands over this, which, again, 1 million people live in poverty in New Jersey out of 8.8 million. And yesterday, Steve Sweeney unsuccessfully tried to override Christie's veto on laws, gun control laws that would have taken away our constitutional rights. He missed by 2 votes. He says he's going to bring it up again. So he's not going away. He's doing it to garner publicity so when he runs for governor, he can shoe in this anti-gun state.
Because that's
that we
how
live
screwed
in.
Up the state is. That becomes, in their mind, right, a political hot button, a political
correct
point.
Now, I want everybody to go to the CNJFO website.com, and even if you're out of state, and support them, donation, dollar, whatever, $10, $10,000 for you big hitters out there. But fill out their survey on justifiableneed.com. They need more information. And again, they're going to be down at the conference. Conference is going to be cool. I spoke to Evan Knappen this morning, and he's excited. He's teaching a class down there that's going to have CLE credits and everything. So for all you lawyer scum out there, you can get some extra credits.
Nice,
you know, I know, more dirty emails. I don't care.
They come.
So you guys, you have a Facebook page too?
We do.
Hit me. Tell everybody everywhere how they can contact you guys.
CNJFO on Facebook, CNJFO.com, JustifiableNeed.com, or email either Rosie or myself or any of the other cast of characters that we mentioned before. Also at the show, we're going to have some giveaways. One of the giveaways is a day with Rosie at Old Bridge Rifle and Pistol Club.
I saw that post this morning, paying it forward. That was very nice of you, Rosie.
Thank you very much.
Rosie's one of these guys, too. Every time the SAW event needs instructors, he volunteers his time. He volunteers his time for a lot of things as well, and he's just a good guy to have around. Dan is a member of the range here, comes in with his wife and his kids all the time to shoot. Also, you guys came in and did a small presentation already for CNJFO, and you'll be doing more, I'm sure. You're more than welcome to use the place anytime you want.
Thank you very much, Anthony, and thanks for having us today.
You're very welcome. Well, that's what it's all about. We have to keep it in family. And I can tell you from the heart, I know these guys a long time, and it's what they're doing here is really good, and they're doing it because they're New Jersey, lifelong New Jersey residents, and they're pissed off as hell as well. So, and we need more grassroots activism like that. You know, we have the SAW group educating women. We have Tony Simon trying to educate the diverse people. We have the Recall Sweeney thing going on, and then we have the ANJRPC, which is handling strike force and legislative stuff. Scott Bach's been down in Trenton all week because of this veto override thing, making sure we had 2 Republicans sell us out, by the way.
Who were they?
I don't know. I'll find out in a few minutes. But, you know, we need more grassroots activism in this state. Everybody has to get their shit together. So after the conference, what do you guys have planned next? Anything in the future?
Well, to tell you the truth, we're looking for a place for January 16th for a get-out-of-the-house post-holiday party. So we need a place. You know, we can't afford rent.
What about Ron Sousa?
Well, do you think he might be able to help us out?
I think Ron Sousa will volunteer that place. Right, Ron? Ron, go on CNJFO. If not, we'll have it here.
For over 20 years, attorney Evan Knappen has seen what rotten laws do to good people. That's why he's dedicated his life to fighting for the rights of New Jersey gun owners. A fearsome courtroom litigator, one of the first lawyers to ever get a federal injunction against the state gun law. An unrelenting gun rights spokesman, tearing away at the anti-gun propaganda to expose the truth. Author of 5 best-selling books on gun rights, including Knappen on New Jersey Gun Law. The bright orange gun law Bible that sits atop the desk of virtually every lawyer, police chief, firearms dealer, and savvy gun owner in New Jersey. That's what's made Evan Knappen New Jersey's gun lawyer. New Jersey gun laws are designed to make you a criminal. Don't become the victim of New Jersey's vicious anti-gun legal system. This is the guy you want on your side. Keep his name and phone number on a post-it note attached to your New Jersey firearms ID card in your wallet, and hope you'll never have to use it. But if you live, work, or travel through New Jersey with a firearm, the deck is already stacked against you. Keep his number with you always. You can find him on the web at evannappin.com or take the link from the Gun for Hire radio resource page. Evan Nappin, New Jersey's gun lawyer.
The world's becoming a dangerous place for us women. Lipstick Bodyguard looks just like an innocent little lipstick, but it'll instantly drop any attacker to his knees so you can get away unharmed.
And what better way to say I love you than giving the ones you love a gift to keep them safe? Lipstick Bodyguard. It looks just like a beautiful little lipstick, but just like a beautiful woman, it has the power to bring a grown man to his knees.
Lipstick Bodyguard. Fear no evil. Get yours today, only at lipstickbodyguard.com.
And this segment is brought to you by Montville Executive Suites, who we just found out will be hosting the CJFO's
so did
party
just
January 16th. Montville Executive Suites, montvilleoffice.com. 38 furnished private offices, telephones, answering mail, receiving, forwarding, meeting rooms, and the ability to hold seminars and events for up to 70 people. So visit montvilleoffice.com and thank Ron Sousa and show your support. You know, today after the gym, I stopped at Manhattan Bagel. And I just want to say to the dude sitting outside in the Armani suit running your business from a Manhattan Bagel, doesn't really look professional, okay? For as little as $58
a month.
Oh, but he's
got an off-the-rack Armani suit.
Yeah, for as little as, it was like shark skin too.
Of course it was.
For as little as $58 a month, Montville Office, Montville Executive Suites. I mean, really, real quick before I introduce our next
guest.
Free
Wi-Fi.
The two senators that sold us out, the two Republican senators, were Christopher Connors of Ocean County and Jen Beck of Monmouth County.
They probably
they voted
owe
with
a,
the Democrats.
A phone call, I would say.
Wouldn't yeah, you? Everybody should contact Jen Beck of Monmouth County and Christopher Connors. Wasn't Chris Connor from the Terminator? From Ocean County, and tell them that they're pieces of shit because they supported Sweeney's override of Christie's override on the gun control thing. By the way, the guys that just left, they're also hosting Refuse to Be a Victim classes. They're doing, what else are they doing, ladies, before I introduce you? They're doing a bunch of other stuff, right? Classes, seminars, training. Right? Go ahead.
I mean, they have big plans to do a lot of fun events also to make the 2A community more cohesive. They want to do kids events. They're really just getting started. They're getting rolling on a lot of really great programs.
So now we're going to introduce Sherry Spivak and Sandra Muldoon. They're back in again from the Saw Group, and also they're survivors of the Spartan race.
Okay. Made it.
They made it. And they have some stuff they want to talk about, and I want to hear it, and let's go.
They're both
go.
In body cast, by the way.
Hold on, let me wheel up to the microphone here.
Well, I read your thing on the air last week about the Caboose team, which I thought was really cool, and thank you for giving me a shout-out, too. I appreciate that. But you guys wanted to thank people. You wanted to talk. You have two segments. Hit us up now.
A lot of people have made donations in addition to the generous donation that you made. We had Ty Vu, Matthew
Trimmer.
Paul Ramage is giving us a rifle.
Yes.
It's also a rifle. It's sentimental to him, so it's really nice that he's given us that rifle.
And that's really cool.
There's a handful of other people
ammo.
That...
And putting a and, scope on it and ammo.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yes.
Yeah, so thank you. Thank you, Paul. And there's a few other people that can't think of off the top of my head that made donations. We just want you all to know how much we really, really appreciate it.
Well, I pledged $10 a person, and a bunch of people jumped in and pledged
a dollar per person. Yeah.
And a couple of, I saw a check for like $300 or something. Mm-hmm. I mean, that was really great. Mm-hmm. The ladies and I are going to plan. I'm going to talk to the mayor of Woodland Park, and I think in September of 16, we're going to do our own walk-run 5K in this town. In like Memorial Park, where we'll have an after party, and the first 250 people, I will donate $10 per person till SAW, so that's $2,500.
You.
You're welcome. I'll do shirts for the first 250, and I'll do an after party for the first 250, and the rest are going to get locked out. But I think we're going to do something right here in town, which
that'd
I think would be cool.
No
so,
mud.
Yeah, I think it'll be good.
No mud?
No, it's going to be a walk, run, 5K. Maybe we'll get, since it's Gun for Hire colors, maybe we'll get black and red, you know, color like powder and beat the crap out of everybody with it.
Color
but,
run.
But
color
we,
run.
We alienated a large group of people. There was moms there and young kids. Yeah. And let's just make open it up as a big family
That's
thing.
That's a great idea. Mm-hmm.
You know, I think it'll be really cool. Maybe we could have, like, pin the tail on the progressive and dunk the Democrat tank afterwards or something.
Well, the mayor is a Democrat, so we have to be careful.
You want to know something, though? Keith Kazmark, the mayor, would let us do this because he's big on any type of fundraising stuff and publicity stuff. And you know me, I'll end up donating to another charity or something.
Well, there
you know,
are non-progressive Democrats, too.
Correct. But, you know, we'll do something else for the community.
And you see that Jen Beck and Chris Connor are both progressive Republicans.
Yes.
So progressives are progressives. It doesn't matter which party they're in. You know, while you guys were talking, I was thinking about the fact that look at the cohesiveness in our group and our willingness to give, always willingness to give.
Always.
Do you think that exists on the other side?
No.
I don't.
No.
I think they're just angry, nasty, and they're more concerned with what they don't want people to do with where we're concerned with freedom.
We couldn't do anything right by them just because we're gun owners. And that's what we have to, that's the mentality that we have to defeat and prove.
We've always said it, right? It's not guns they hate, it's us they hate. Yeah.
So who else did you want to talk about? What else did you want to talk about? I'm trying to forget the Spartan race, but if you want to bring it up again, go ahead.
Well, I was dead last.
Yeah, but you have medical condition, and you stood with a few people that had just had complete transformations and surgeries, and, you know, like Paul Vermont, she lost 80 pounds since I started this whole thing where we're going to do the Spartan race.
Right.
I mean, God bless him.
Were injuries in your group, too? You stuck around with the people that got injured?
We had a few knee injuries. Anthony is right. Those 12-foot walls can be very dangerous.
That's why I went and walked around it.
And I will give you this. It's easier for someone like me. I'm 4'11". I'm a girl. I just go, you push me over, you catch me.
That was me.
Someone like Anthony, catch me.
Wasn't it cool, though? When people were walking past you, the comments, like, how many people in your team?
Someone asked if we were mercenaries.
Yeah. Isn't that great? But again, we show our solidarity, you know? And Jules is going to be on the show the next segment, but there was a woman on Facebook that made a post that everyone she ran into with the team Gun for Hire No Shame shirts were nice and respectful, and somebody helped her over an obstacle.
Yes.
And again, this is how we do things. You know, we have the minority shoots, we have the SAW group. We have to keep infiltrating, for lack of a better term, and we have to keep winning people's hearts and minds. That's why I'm so open to the SAW group and Tony Simon with his diversity shoots, because again, I feel that the old white guy market is saturated.
It's gone.
Okay?
It's over.
Forget it. We need to go after the moms. We need to go after the minorities. That's what reality is, isn't it?
I mean, aren't we seeing that?
We have to keep hammering at it until we force them to see us and who they
are.
Instead of what, you know, our biggest obstacle is the media bias. We don't get a chance to show who we are. Anytime we, like, when we go to this conference on Saturday, how many anti-gun people do you think are going to be in the crowd? We're always playing to our own crowd.
Correct.
We don't get the venue. We don't get the attention. And eventually we will. But eventually we just got
to
keep hammering away at it until they notice us.
What you're doing right now is great. Like Anthony said, and I love the word, we're infiltrating the general culture. And what we also need to do is elevate those of us who are here and support those of us who are here, making us understand that we are normal. We are the majority. And everybody else is the minority. It is just a very loud minority that tries to drown us out every time we speak.
We're more savvy now because there was an article in NJ.com 2 weeks ago. Our legislators do not represent their constituents anymore. They're all white and rich.
Right.
Okay? New Jersey is not all white and rich anymore. And they're going to pay the price eventually. They can't hold on forever. For many people, walking into a range the first time, it's quite intimidating. So when you walk in through the double doors, the first thing you'll see on your left is a concierge. When people walk in, they can take a tour of the range, or maybe they're coming in for an appointment with one of my instructors or me, and they'll be directed to the right classroom. It kind of softens the entire experience. It makes people feel more at home.
As you walk further into the range, you're going to notice we have New Jersey's only indoor 50-yard range, which is heated and air-conditioned. The dividers at each port are bulletproof. They're extra wide ports so two people can stand side by side and shoot. There's lights in the ports, so you're well lit. We also have three times as much light down range that the average range would have, because I believe it's important that the targets are well lit. Our target retrieval system is all digital. You program how many feet you want to send it out and it stays there. Both of our ranges are tactically baffled, which means when we run our higher level courses, you can move forward to the firing line and shoot in any direction and bullets can't escape. When you come out of the 50-yard range, to your left you'll see our large classroom, and go back up to the concierge and make a right, we have two smaller classrooms. And those classrooms are for small one-on-one classes, our Build-A-Bear, building an AR. As you enter through there, you'll see that we have a portal with a key to go into our Platinum Lounge. They can sit around and watch TV on the leather chairs or couches, and they can maybe work deals with their clients. And you normally don't see a cafe in an indoor range. In New Jersey, we have this archaic law where you're only supposed to go from your house to the range to the house, with no unnecessary deviations. I'm seeing a lot more families coming in now where they have multiple kids, and the wife will stay in the cafe with one or two kids, and they'll do a handoff. To me, it's very important that people are treated like family, so the bathrooms are very high-end. We use marble and Corian and really nice tile and full-length dividers so that people are comfortable when they come in. When you exit the bathroom, you'll see the Gun for Hire radio studio where Sandy and I tape our show. After you pass that and you make a left, you'll notice our retail area. Over 120 firearms for rent. As you turn 180 degrees, you see the large sections of bulletproof glass. That's our 25-yard range. And inside our 25-yard range, we have 13 ports. Those ports are even wider than the 50-yard range. Both ranges have full-time range safety officers. In case you have any questions or concerns, they're there to help you.
Freedom.
No rules, no apologies, no holding back. Gun for Hire Radio, the most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation. 4 years running.
And this segment is brought to you by Waldorf Chiropractic, WALDORFCHIRO.com. Dr. Eric is in Bridgewater, New Jersey. He's published his own book, Yes, Chiropractic Can Help You. If you or anyone you know is within a 30-mile radius of Dr. Eric's office in Bridgewater, please stop by. If not, refer people, go on his website, go on his Facebook page, and thank him for support. Please support those who support us. So real quick, the ladies are going to go over a lot of stuff now, but our legislators are dumb too, because now they're all old, white, rich people representing a lot of minorities who eventually are going to start waking up.
And they didn't start out to be rich people. Let's point that out.
Oh, they all exactly, exactly.
They got rich
so,
where they is.
Also, this just in, John Bonner is resigning.
Wow, that's tough. Okay.
Yeah, he decided today. He's October 20th. Boehner is gone.
Boehner's gone. Boehner, no more Boehner.
Bye.
That's too bad.
Ladies, you're up. I want to tell you something about the SOAR group. It's been growing. More and more people are showing. The age group represented is, I think, how old? From 8 to about 80?
Yep, approximately.
I would say approximately 8 to 80.
What's the mean in that?
I'd say 40s.
Yeah.
40s and 50s, probably.
Yeah. And
he's looking for a date.
A lot of single moms?
Single moms? Well, just us.
Or just moms.
What are you getting at? Go on match.com. Leave them
just
alone.
Stop. I'm not you.
But when you're talking in the last segment about elevating our own group to the next level, mm-hmm. I think anyone who hasn't been to a SAW event in a while would be surprised to come and see. We've got between, how many do we have last time? 15 to 20 people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a lot of new shooters that have started a few months back, and they keep coming back. Mm-hmm. And they're learning
and
more.
Why are they coming? I mean, are you getting a feel for why they're coming as far as new shooters, why they're becoming new shooters? Are you bringing them in and then they're becoming new shooters? Or
I think that they're coming with a friend who, right. you know, now has someplace and a group of people that they feel confident showing up as a new shooter. They don't feel intimidated anymore.
Did they start shooting prior to this, or were they?
We have a lot of first-time shooters.
A lot of first-times who just came.
A lot of people taking their first shots at the port meetup.
At the port meetup.
Yes.
Very nice.
We had three last time?
I think
never,
so.
Yeah, we had three last time that brand new. And they had a great time. They left with a smile on their face.
Oh, yeah.
It's always a really, really positive experience at the port meetups.
I think when they see how we're all very close and...
It's a half socializing, half shooting, really. Because, you know, with 15 people, we're so happy to get the 50-yard range.
Right?
You know, your staff has been fantastic with accommodating us. But it's still a lot of people in the range. So it's half the time people are shooting. The other half are socializing in the background. And it's just become a real fun night out. And thanks to the range, we're able to do it at a good cost. So it's a nice introduction for people.
You know, Bernadette Hillaway and a bunch of them were hanging out in the parking lot the other night. Hold on, my food's being delivered. Thank you.
What is that, like a Jethro lunch bag?
Thank you. So I told them, I said I was going to get the fire hose on them. They were all hanging outside. I was going to get the fire hose and push them out. But I love it. They're all over the place. They're walking, and it's every age group, and it's single, it's divorced, it's married, it's grandmoms, and it's eight-year-olds. What's the woman's name that brings it to
Jen.
Us? Jen. Mm-hmm. I mean, they come, and then what a lot of women that are listening and husbands that are listening, the husbands come, and they go shoot. They bullshit with me, and they BS mm-hmm. with my staff. It's a really good time, and it's been growing. Go ahead, talk more, please. I don't want to step on you. Sorry, I'm going to eat
now. I can't
now.
Really say enough how... It's not intimidating at all. We're just a really open and warm group of people. It's not catty. A lot of people have told me, you know, my wife doesn't want to come. She thinks it's going to be a bunch of catty women. It's just totally
you
not.
You don't
right,
find
Sandy?
That among shooters. You just don't find
they
that.
They have a common interest and a common thread,
right.
which keeps them going.
I love think. What you guys are doing with the community, because community is a big, big motivator. And it's community is what we really all seek at one point or another.
Our listeners, you know, Walter Haas once donated ammo. Anybody who wants to support the SAW group, you want to donate some ammo, you want to donate a gun, you want to make a cash donation, anything like that, that these guys can help. If you're in a business or an industry where you want to donate something they can raffle off at their year-end party, that would be a great thing to do. How do people find you, find out about you, and tell us about your upcoming events, please?
The website is SAWShootingClub.com, SAWShootingClub.com. From the homepage there, you can have links to our Facebook page, the public page, and the private group that's on Facebook. And you can email us, SAWShootingClub@gmail.com. Right.
You can leave checks at the Woodland Park Range in
Always.
An envelope made out to SAW Group.
Thank you.
You can drop stuff off and say it's here for the SAW Group if
Just
you want.
Just don't email Anthony with questions.
Well, yes, it's either email Anthony or they call Gun for Hire. Yeah, but that's okay. We handle it, though.
Thank you.
What do you got coming up?
I want to mention the two kids' events that we have coming
up. Talk to
me. We have one kids' event coming up at the Garden State Shooting Center on October 11th. It's in the afternoon, I think at 1 around 145, it's $20. Everything is included. Second child is $15. Please sign up for that ASAP if you're planning on attending.
That's in what town is that in?
Lakewood.
That's in Lakewood.
The old Brick Armory.
It's the old Brick Armory, and there's new employees, new staff, new attitudes.
What's
new
the name
everything.
Of the place now?
I'm sorry?
The name of the place now is?
Garden State Shooting Center.
Garden State Shooting
so
Center.
So that's the kids' event. What day is it? $20 a person?
October 11th.
October 11th. What
and
day is that?
It's a Sunday.
Okay.
Afternoon, and then on November 1st, we're having one here, the kids' event.
We are?
Yes, you are.
Oh,
yes.
Okay. I'll be in country then. Okay. I'll be here.
We won't let them run around the VIP room.
They can do whatever they want. I don't care.
I'm just kidding. November 1st at 9 a.m. Same deal. We had one here last year. It was packed. I think we had over 20 kids. But it's really, really important to sign up in advance, especially for the kids' events, because we really want to make sure that every kid gets attention. We have enough instructors, enough RSOs. I mean, it went fantastically last time, but that was due to a lot of planning.
So important, kids' events. So important, because you're introducing a whole new generation to a great sport.
And another thing I want to mention, though, quickly, is that someone did ask me, it's 8 and up, and someone under 8 asked if they could come in the beginning for the Eddie Eagle-type presentation. Absolutely. You don't have to pay for that. If you have a child under 8, you want to come just for the Eddie Eagle part, that's fine.
And if you ask if your child younger than 8 years old can shoot in the range, you get a free head slap from Anthony. Just
nice.
Putting that out there.
Just
so
out.
What else you got shaking? Those are the two kids' events, October 11th and November, what was it? October 14th.
October 11th and November 1st.
Okay, and what else you got?
We have our monthly meetups that are here at Woodland Park Range. We have October is the 19th, and in November it's on the 16th.
Where's that? Here, both of them?
Here.
Those two.
Okay.
Yes.
You could talk about the ones down in GSS too. I'll be in China for that next meetup. Haha. Sorry.
And we have the.
I just want to say quickly, the meetups have been packed lately, and you do not have to let us know in advance. But if you can let us know in advance, it's nice if you let us know you're coming so that the range can accommodate us. Also, if you're a new shooter, we like to identify people in advance, if possible, so we can make sure that we have enough instructors.
Any of you heroes out there want to stop by, male or female, during a meetup and make a donation or put a product, a service, or cash, you're more than welcome to
more
do so.
More than welcome. We also have Buying a Gun in New Jersey, where we go over all the ins and outs of
a three-day seminar?
It's a three-day... it's Wednesday evenings, right?
It's Wednesday evenings.
It's Wednesday evenings.
14th, the 11th, and the 16th of December.
Right, October 14th,
November 11th, and December 16th, sorry.
And this is all on the website. That's okay, that's how they work. That's all right. It's good. It's good. They're a very good team, and I must say they are not catty. Like they were saying, all of these guys, these two sitting in the studio here right now, they volunteer a lot at a time. Neither one of them is drawing a salary. They're doing this because they love to do this, okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
And making a lot of friends. And it, you know, my motives are to actually spread safety in the Second Amendment, but I gain from it, too, because I get more family members here at the range. People come in and it knocks their perception out of the ballpark because they think they're going to be met with everybody from the Swamp People and Duck Dynasty, and they see it's not like that. And it just continues to grow. So I want to thank them for helping me as well.
Yeah, I think it's important, too, that there are a million plus people listening right now. And many of you guys out there are involved in a lot of 2A movements in other states. And it's important that you take a look at what's actually working over here in New Jersey. You guys have had an incredible success with what you're doing because you've created a sense of community. I think one of the big reasons that Anthony's range is so popular and has become such a great success is because he, from the get-go, made that as a cornerstone, a place to create community, a place where you could hang out, where you could feel comfortable hanging out, where you could feel comfortable bringing your children and that they're safe and that you could sit around and, like we say, just bullshit because this is a social event. You know, what we do in other ranges, right? We've all been to ranges all around the country and you go in, you walk into a port, you put on your eyes and ears, you shoot, you turn around, you leave.
I've come here just to hang out before, and I had no intentions of
shooting. Right, which is cool, which is what it should be all about.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys out there who are doing any 2A programs, learn from what's going and what's working here in Jersey, because it's all really about community. The larger we get our community and the more vocal our community becomes, we eventually win that media and mind of the public battle.
Right.
Please tell us again how everybody can find SAW and contact SAW, please.
It's sawshootingclub.com. That's our website, sawshootingclub.com. We try to update it as often as possible, but the most updated information will be on the Facebook page, on our homepage from the website. You can link over to Facebook, join the private group, which is a really nice community of not just people in New Jersey. It's actually firearms owners, a lot of women from around the country, which is really nice.
Cool.
A lot of information there. And the public page, which just has kind of some of our events. And
ladies, if you're interested in shooting or getting a gun, why reinvent the wheel? Hook up with these ladies, and you get to test guns. You get to try guns. You get to ask woman-to-woman questions.
We all
questions.
Share.
Yep.
Yes. First of all, we rent something every month, and I really have been asking the group to make suggestions, because if it was up to Sandy and I, it would be like a Tavor and like a 44 Magnum every month. So, you know, please make suggestions.
All the little guns.
Ladies, thank you so much. And no, I'm never running a Spartan again, but we're going to plan an event next September, a 5K walk run, maybe near or around the range. We will talk to you later.
Thank you.
Time and memories. The two most precious things you can give someone. No cell phones, no video games, no electronic devices. No interruptions. Just your favorite gun, a couple boxes of ammo, and time spent together. The folks at Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range believe there's no time like the present. And no present like time. Step through their doors and you'll feel time stand still. It may look like a luxury shooting range, but what they really sell is the perfect day. And perfect memories are made from perfect days.
Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range, where family memories begin.
And this segment is brought to you by Philadelphia Firearms Training, phillyguntraining.com. Located where the Pope is hanging out right now.
And, you can't even get there right now.
PhillyGunTraining.com, PhilLy, GunTraining.com. Where is he, Sansom?
935 Spring Garden Street in Philadelphia.
Nice. It's a beautiful
Popeville,
thing.
Popeville, they're calling it.
The Popeville right now. Our new socialist Pope that we have here.
Yes, he's a great guy.
Because we should be worried about climate change and not worried about everything else in the world. Right. But anyway, I got another Spartan race contender sitting in the studio right now.
We were talking about that off air.
Jim DiGiulio, a.k.a. Jules. Say hi, gentlemen. Sandy, stay out of the picture. Thank you. So you're in the we made the Spartan. He finished 65 years old. What'd you finish? First in your class, right?
I was the only 65-year-old.
He was the only 65-year-old, okay?
Without enough sense to stay home.
Kicking ass. I have to
tell
you.
We had fun.
Yes.
We had fun.
Oh, no, we had a blast.
The community, the after party, we had a lot of fun. We had a lot of fun. So, Jules, I have you on. We had a little thing going back and forth.
Matching
with
walkers and shit I see now. That's
we had a little thing going back a while ago where that guy Herb sent an email and everything.
We'll get into that. Yeah.
But you have a guest with you today, so
yes,
please introduce your guest.
Okay, well, I just want to tell you, I thank you for inviting me back.
You're welcome.
I love coming to this six-star fabulous family
center. We're sorry about that. Dude, you got to get a life.
Well, it's... And
he's lucky he lives in town.
That's true, yes.
You stole my thunder.
Sorry.
How far do I have to come to get here? I don't even have to put it in drive. Neutral will get me here.
That's right. Yeah, you just cruise down the hill. You're good.
So thanks for inviting me back to talk a little bit about what keeps me awake at night, and that's tyranny.
Now let's preface this. This is coming from an ex-Fed.
Well, yeah. Okay. All right. You want me to expand? All right. I'm a 65-year-old retired federal agent.
Who finished the Spartan race.
And I was a registered Democrat until 2007, by the way. But I realized that this country was on a progressive road to destruction long before that day. However, I decided that was the day I was going to change my party affiliation.
I mean, you were in the belly of the beast.
I was, yes, correct. And I became an active member of the Republican Party. I even ran for political office as a Republican, unsuccessfully. But again, we're in Passaic County behind enemy lines. Mm. But I have now realized that the tyranny the citizenry has succumbed to is the result of a collaboration between Republicans, Democrats, the executive branch, and the judiciary. I thought hope was gone until I met my friend Bill Boniface. Bill is the CEO and a principal of a highly successful HVAC contractor, Bonland Industries, headquartered in Wayne, New Jersey. And they have major projects in several states, including New York and New Jersey. The company's been in business almost 60 years.
Wow. Family business?
Yes.
God bless you.
Your dad had to start that because...
I'm not that old.
Yes.
He was one.
I appreciate that comment.
He was one when he started it.
I believe his name is Ernest.
Yes.
Okay. More importantly, and to the subject that we're here to talk about today, Bill is the district captain for the 26th and the 40th Legislative Districts of New Jersey for the Convention of States Project.
Explain what that is.
I think I'm going to leave that to Bill.
Oh.
And we're fortunate enough to have Bill here today.
Well, right here.
So I don't have to answer that question.
Nice.
Bill.
And he came dressed in such a great hat.
Welcome to our studio. Welcome to my home. Talk to us, baby.
Well, thank you very much for having me here.
Anytime. Not yet. Let's get through the show, and then we'll talk about that.
Okay, fine. Okay. Well, that sounds great. I think I can make it out alive.
Yeah, that's a key here.
Yeah, I'm seeing that, all these guns around. But basically my life, I spent really working on a business and raising a family. And although I would vote, I really was not involved in politics. But I certainly complained a lot. I complained a lot to
my
wife.
Don't we all?
You know, and I would say, oh, this is going on and that's going on. And she would always say to me, well, why don't you do something about it? So whenever I looked around, say,
well, women can do that to us, can't they?
Yeah, they can. You know, they just put it in our face.
Yeah.
So when I looked around, I could never find anything that really made sense to me, that it'd be worth my effort, because I didn't have a lot of time. For some reason, I found out about the Convention of States Project. I went to a debate down in central New Jersey, and I listened to what was going on, and I started to learn a lot about Article 5 of the Constitution. I started to learn a lot that we, the people, have a lot of power, that we can make a difference.
It's funny how it was set up to be like that, but we've lost it over the years, right?
When I found out about it, I always thought that just it was Congress that could make a proposal to make an
amendment. They took it all away from us, didn't they?
Well, no. We didn't.
We gave it away.
You know, I was just ignorant. I didn't know that there's a second option to have a amendment to the Constitution. And when I found that out, I got excited. Mm. Because here's a place that I could see having a difference against.
Where where the individual person can actually make a difference in their government, which is what it was supposed to be. But like Anthony brought up before, our representatives don't represent us in any way, shape, or form. Mm-hmm. They don't give a flying crap of what we believe, what we want, what we feel, what we believe in, and what we wanted represented in our government.
Absolutely.
They're there to enrich themselves, ingratiate themselves with power and more power. And unfortunately, we sit back and let it happen.
Absolutely. And, you know, even if you go way back, the founding of this country was because we were self-governed as a country.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And when England started to take that self-governance away in order to pay for the wars they were in and things like that, then we got upset.
At that point, got upset.
Unbelievable.
But this was the first self-governing, well, not the first. You know, the Roman Empire was there too, right? And the Roman Empire was built on the fact of self-government. That's where our founding fathers, who were not ignorant of Roman history, of ancient Roman history, of ancient Greek history, very educated people, cherry-picked the best way to do things and fought like hell to make sure that we were always going to be self-governing. Mm-hmm. But, you know, as they said, you have a republic as long as you can keep it.
Absolutely. And we were the first nation that said it was based on not any other. We have the power because it's based on nature and nature's God. No other country is founded on that.
Exactly right. We'll be back with more in a minute, right after the Second Amendment Minute. In the first two episodes of the Second Amendment Minute, we went back in time to ancient China, Greece, and Rome, and to the words of scholars and philosophers who all seem to agree. Defending one's life and property was a right bestowed upon us at birth, not by a benevolent government or ruler, but by God and natural order. We also saw how that reasoning influenced the thinking of our founders as they drafted the documents that would lead our new country and its citizens into the future. You hear me say it a lot, but we really are blessed to have one of the most informed and engaged radio audiences I've ever served in all my years behind the microphone. And each and every week, you prove it once again. Last week, we were deluged with great comments and responses to this new series and our discussion of the lame, opportunistic attempts of the gun bigots, as listener Mark Levy refers to them, to twist the words and meanings of the Second Amendment to fit and further their own agenda. Mark points out the intention of the Second Amendment was not to establish governmental oversight of the people's arms, as the gun control industry and their merry band of soundbite, brainwashed, useful idiots, my words, not Mark's, would like you to believe. The purpose of the Second Amendment was precisely the opposite, to render the government powerless to do so. The founders seem pretty clear in their intent of the Second Amendment. So clear, in fact, that they only needed 27 words to make their point. Yet progressives, in their quest for an even bigger and more controlling government, will always try to muddy the crystal clear waters of truth with whatever sewage they can get their grimy hands on. After all, how else do you get a free people to willingly stand in line and trade in the only tool they have to assure their freedom for a free Walmart card? Well, when progressives take aim at the Second Amendment, they tend to focus on one particular phrase, a well-regulated militia. And ad nauseum, they continue to perpetuate the spurious argument that the right to keep and bear arms was meant only for an organized militia, such as the National Guard. Now, you would have figured that both Heller and McDonald decisions would have made it clear enough for even the most mind-addled of the internet trolls to understand that the right to keep and bear arms is the right of the individual, not the collective. Hell, even the left-leaning Progressive Party-stacked Supreme Court agrees with that. But it appears that some lost souls still can't see the water through the sludge. So in the interest of a cleaner, greener, healthier environment, free from language pollution, what do you say we unmuddy the waters a bit, shall we? To fully understand the meaning of the words that make up the Second Amendment, we need to look at the framers' intent and put their words and their definitions into historical context. Of all the powerful memories, fears, and emotions that the Founding Fathers brought to the constitutional debates, none was likely stronger than their fear of standing armies. As evidenced in their own writings, the necessity for an armed populace, the protection against disarming citizenry, and a way for the people to defend their liberty against a governmental force that might threaten their individual freedom were all among the primary concerns in forming of a new government of the people, by the people, and for the people. But in the absence of a standing army, how is a nation to defend itself from external or internal aggression? The Founding Fathers determined that the best way to defend liberty was through the use of what they termed a militia. But what exactly does the word militia mean? As Gun for Hire radio listener Christopher Kent points out, most people don't know that there were actually 17 amendments to the Constitution, which were approved by the House of Representatives on August 24, 1789. Some were rejected, others were rewritten, and of what remained, the states eventually ratified 10, giving rise to what we call the Bill of Rights on December 15, 1791. Of those original amendments, the fifth was condensed and would later become the language of what we now recognize as the Second Amendment in the Bill of Rights. If we look at that language in its original form, we can get a very clear definition of the meaning of the word militia as our founders defined it. The original amendment reads, "A well-regulated militia composed of the body of the people, being the best security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. But no one, religiously scrupulous of bearing arms, shall be compelled to render military service in person." You see that in the original context, a militia was defined, as it has been throughout ancient European and English history, as being, quote, "composed of the body of the people." Just plain people. Like you and me, shopkeepers, farmers, doctors, and lawyers, all at the ready, guns in hand, to defend themselves, their property, and their freedom. And as for the National Guard angle, their argument doesn't hold water, even dirty water. The Founding Fathers clearly stated that the people should keep, meaning to own, their arms. So the term militia, referring to the National Guard, couldn't possibly be interpreted in this way, if for no other reason other than the fact that guardsmen are prohibited by law, 32 U.S.C. 105, from keeping and owning their military arms. Instead, those arms are owned and annually inventoried by the federal government and kept in armories under lock and key. So no, a militia is not a standing army, nor is it the National Guard, nor is the right to keep and bear arms a collective right. A militia is you and me taking up arms to defend our lives, our property, and our liberty from all enemies, foreign and domestic. We have the right as individuals to keep and bear arms, so long as we protect and defend it against those who wish it wasn't so. The Second Amendment, says Karen McNutt, a Massachusetts attorney and contributing editor to Women and Guns, is like a good dog because it lies obediently at your feet but has big teeth to keep the bad guys away, even if you're poor, weak, male or female, black or white. Well put, Karen. Next week, we'll dive a little deeper into the meaning of the phrase well-regulated. Until then, I want to thank our good friends at Lipstick Bodyguard, who care enough about our freedom and your safety to pay the cost of producing this Second Amendment Minute. Please help them to continue supporting us by supporting them. Order a Lipstick Bodyguard for a woman you care about today and tell a friend to do the same. And maybe even share the link to their website, lipstickbodyguard.com, on your personal Facebook page. Crime against women is skyrocketing. No shit, guys. So get the word out. And just sharing that fact on your Facebook page could save some unsuspecting woman's life. So what do you say? Each one, reach one. And while you're at it, tell them about the Second Amendment Minute and Gun for Hire Radio. Enough of the shameless, gratuitous plugs? Yeah, I think so.
Okay, Bill, we're back. Sherry just came in because she forgot the monster check that I gave to the Saw Group. Bye, Sherry. So, Bill, tell us how this works and give us all the particulars because I'm new to this as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Basically, there's a lot of different Article 5 applications running around, and I think there's been something like 400 of them. In order to have a valid application, let me just back up. Where it starts, Article 5 says that when we get 34 states to petition Congress to call a convention, then Congress must call that convention. In that application, it must be on a specific subject. So what our mission is, and we're different than a lot of the other ones, it's called the Convention of States Project. And please go to conventionstates.com to find out all kinds of things about it. I mean, that's where I've got most of my information. And then I research all the issues and objections and things like that.
Conventionofstates.com.
Right.
Go ahead.
So the process is they're organized nationally. And what we need to do is get a grassroots organization in each state. And we're organizing by state legislative district. Because what we need is for the states to apply. There's a standard application that is out there, and the purpose, the subject that we have is to impose fiscal restraints on the federal government, to limit the power and jurisdiction of the federal government, and limit the terms of office for its officials and for members of Congress.
Wow.
Okay?
Wow.
Now, that's the subject. And just let me make one point that's not necessarily clear when you hear that. The officials can include the Supreme Court.
Really?
Yes.
So you can...
Even Roberts?
Even though the presidents stack the Supreme Court, the people can come and say, no, I'm sorry, Justice, get the hell out of here.
Well, that could be one of the amendment proposals.
Okay.
Okay. But typically, you know, there's all kinds of different ideas. And I'm not really here to say, well, this idea is good and this idea is bad. But I'm here to say this subject matter is very good.
Yeah.
I'm here to say that it's up to the people. If we want to change it, it's not a Republican, it's not a Democrat issue. If you think the federal government has gotten out of control, here's a way that you can help make a difference.
And if you don't think the federal government has gotten out of control.
That's the 48% who are not paying taxes.
Yeah.
But what this in effect does
not
is...
Not paying taxes is
it,
true.
It returns the authority and the power back to the people. Or
absolutely
closer to the people.
Yes.
Yes. Right now, the you and I, we have this sense of we don't mean anything. We don't matter.
Exactly.
Which is right. Why most of us have given up. Most of us don't vote. Most of us don't get involved because we say, what difference does it make?
So,
Bill, like Hillary.
Where are we in this? How does it stand? Because now I'm interested. I want to get involved.
Great.
Get involved? Were you ever
going to sleep?
Takes money. Takes money.
Takes money.
I don't sleep too much.
Actually, the way to get involved is if you go to conventionstates.com, you can sign a petition that will go to your state representatives. You can do that, just that much, or you can get really involved as you want to be. Now, I'm a district captain, and what I'm looking to do is organize by District 26 and District 40 in New Jersey. Now, New Jersey, you know, it's a long shot. But at least I'll be doing something. At least I'll be trying. And that to me is important. I just became a grandfather last Wednesday.
Congratulations.
Thank you for the first time.
Right. Well, now, you know, you're making a good point, too. It doesn't really matter. New Jersey is really not a wasteland because there are people like us who are still here. The thing is to be able to get us, and we tend to be more activism related. You know,
well, we tend not to cow.
Yeah, right. Where everybody else, if you give them a free sandwich, put them on a bus and a sign, they'll carry that. Other than that, we get involved, like we talked about in the last segment. The firearms community is probably one of the closest-knit communities I have ever been a part of, and I'm relatively new to it. Mm-hmm. And I've never seen such, brotherhood and sisterhood. And of good, solid people who care about one another.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Yeah.
Now, I got to bring this up because we had a listener, Herb, talk about this. There's also naysayers that say that this is basically a Trojan horse, and if we introduce this, it can backfire. You want to comment on that? Because I don't know.
Well, there's a lot of people who are negative about it, and look. I investigated it on my own. I urge people to go investigate it on their own and find out what the information is.
It's good or it's not good, depending upon whatever you want to look at it.
And to me, I'm not a historical expert. I'm not an attorney. I'm a contractor. But when you look at it, you find out that a lot of the things, when somebody has an argument and they start calling names, when they start misquoting people, or picking, cherry picking words that people have said.
Runaway convention.
Yeah.
What does that
uh-huh.
mean?
Yeah. There's people who say that we're living under a constitution that was not correctly implemented, which to me is just nuts if you go back and look at it.
It's malleable. How could it not be? How could it not be correctly implemented?
It provides two ways to amend it.
Right.
Yeah.
Here's a set of guidelines. As the country and the needs of the country grow, you can amend the Constitution.
And 34 states?
34 states need to call the convention.
Okay.
38 states need to ratify. Just as if Congress put out a proposal.
And we couldn't do that. There's enough conservative states now where it could be done, right? So what's the major holdup? Go ahead.
Well, I've heard concerns that they're going to take away our Second Amendment rights, but they can't. You show me 38 states that will go along with that.
Right, exactly.
Bill, Jules, thank you. Please visit conventionofstates.com. I'm going on it tonight. Going to spend some time on it. And then we're going to have a follow-up with you guys in about 3 weeks to come back on the show. Because next week we're doing a remote show from the NJ SafeCon, October 3rd. Also, Unity and Activism, recallsweeney.com. Alexander will be on next week. You won't believe how many signatures he has, okay? We're getting closer, closer, closer. Also, let's talk a little bit about what's going on, all right? We have a full slew of urban classes. October 11th, Ballistics 101. We have Utah CCW, October 11th at Liberty Harley-Davidson in Rawley, where you'll get a $25 in-house gift certificate. We also have the NRA is attending the NJ SafeCon, by the way. NJ SafeCon will be attended by NRA, so I think that's really cool. So we'll see everybody down in Vineland at Cumberland County College next Saturday. Thank you guys again for coming.
Thank you.
Well, you've done it again. You've wasted yet another perfectly good hour listening to Gun for Hire Radio. Gun for Hire Radio is a CounterThink Media production. The music used in this broadcast was managed by Cosmo Music, LLC, New York, New York, and the License Broadcast Music Incorporated. I'm Sandy Berardi. On behalf of my co-host, Master Trainer Anthony Colandro, and the rest of the crew here at Gun for Hire Radio, we do thank you so much for listening. Please, guys, each one, reach one. Remember, New Jersey SafeCon, come see this sausage factory live if you've got the stomach for it. We love you guys. See you next week. Winston, it's time to say goodbye. See you guys next week. From sea to the shine.